Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Seamus Toomey now with our Extremely Local News Report, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Good morning, Seamus. Will Park District public pools be open this summer?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, that's it's absolutely a question that's still hanging out there. The Park District in Chicago has 77 pools, indoor and outdoor, and at this point, they do not have enough lifeguards to staff them. They need folks out on the beaches as well. So it's really up in the air of how many or any of these Park District pools that they'll be able to open. They were all closed last summer because of a lifeguard shortage amid the pandemic. And it's you know, just like there's been labor shortages in so many different industries, it's definitely happening with lifeguards. So, you know, with everything going on in Chicago now, the ability for kids to go to pools and have something to do during the day is hugely important. And so there's a real concern that, that they may just have to keep these places shuttered and take away another option for kids in the summer.
Keep us posted on that. This is very troubling. Bicyclists being injured or killed, seems to be more of that happening. What's the latest on this?
Right. You know, this is it's a very specific spot in Chicago, but it really could be a lot of different places. This is on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, right at Balbo. So we're talking about right along the Grant Park stretch there. There's a left turn lane if you're heading north on Michigan on Lakeshore Drive. And at that spot, a gentleman by the name of Gerardo Marcialis was on a Divvy bike on February 28th, and he was hit and killed by a driver who ran the red light there. And so the city installed plastic posts to stop people from turning that are supposed to turn left from going straight, and that's how it happened. But what happened was they put these up last week, and there's multiple videos showing that people just drive around these things now, and the same problem is there. The city hoped to solve it with this temporary solution, but it's not working. And basically what happens is people get into the left turn lane and then fake that they're going left and just go straight, but the bicyclists and the pedestrians who have the walk sign, they don't realize that, and then they could get hit and killed. So there's really a push now to do something much better there, perhaps like a concrete island, something that could physically stop these cars from going straight on the left turn. But the bottom line is, if you're on Lakeshore Drive and you're trying to sneak around everyone else just by going straight at the left turn lane, you can't do it. There's bicyclists there that are expecting you to turn left. So it's really a bad situation out there.
Lakeshore and Balbo, you could put a squad car there, give some tickets, but the police are spread a little thin these days. Not enough to go around. I guess that is a big problem. Finally, this is interesting because that Museum of Ice Cream in Chicago isn't opening till July, but tickets went up for sale already, didn't they?
Right, we're going to see how interested people are in Chicago's latest museum, the Museum of Ice Cream. It's going to be in the old, not the old Trib Tower, the Trib Tower. They've turned it into condos and stores, and this is going to be on the ground floor. 13,000 square feet. The part that I want to check out at some point is the giant sprinkle pool, which is a swimming pool filled with sprinkles. I think it's very Instagram friendly for those inclined. But there's a mini golf course. There's tours. And the best part, I guess, would be the five different sampling stations. So ice cream fans, July 16th is his opening at 435 North Michigan Avenue if you're looking for something new to do.
They're in New York, Austin, and Singapore, and soon to be in Chicago. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Seamus. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Bob.